Morning, everybody. Thank you very much for coming in such a miserably cold morning. One point from OHR this morning, and this concerns a visit which will be made tomorrow morning to Banja Luka by the Principal Deputy High Representative, Larry Butler. He will meet Prime Minister Bukelovic in the morning. As you know, the RS Supreme Auditor earlier this year completed a series of audits into public companies, including Elektroprivreda and Srpske Šume. The audits uncovered huge losses of revenue as a result of negligence and fraud. The RS government was charged with cleaning up the mess and getting rid of the guilty managers. In most cases, it hasn't done this. Ambassador Butler will be asking Mr. Bukelovic to explain why. The audits are a public service. Their object is to identify shortcomings in public companies and recommending ways of addressing these shortcomings. But in fact, these audits haven't uncovered shortcomings. They've uncovered wholesale fraud and monumental mismanagement. Citizens are being robbed, and the RS government must stop this robbery. Otherwise, citizens will begin to conclude that the RS government or some members of it are colluding in the robbery. Also on the agenda for tomorrow's discussion will be the RS government's inability to deliver reforms that, by universal consensus, will have a direct and positive impact on the standard of living. The list includes passage of a BIH law on obligations that will modernise the business environment and help attract investment in order to create jobs, transfer of banking supervision responsibilities to a state-level institution so as to protect small depositors more effectively, passage of BIH law on pharmaceuticals that will ensure that medicines that are sold in Bosnia-Herzegovina are actually safe, and supporting the issuance of state bonds in order to settle government liabilities to citizens. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's by no means an exclusive list. These are all steps that have to be taken in order for Bosnia and Herzegovina to move forward into the stabilisation and association process. But just as important, there are steps that have to be taken in order to protect citizens' interests. Every day of delay is a day in which citizens are being ill-served. There will be a media opportunity following the meeting between Ambassador Butler and the Prime Minister, and we will issue a media advisory later this afternoon with more details about that. And I will pass you over to the capable hands of OSCE, whom I believe will immediately pass you over to the equally capable hands of UEFA. But let's see how it works out.
Dobar dan svima. Mi danas nemamo ništa. Hvala.
Good morning. I just wanted to say a few words about the recent arrival of General Chiarini. General Chiarini continues with his initial round of visits, which have included so far a visit to the Chairman of the Council of Ministers, the Defence Minister, the Chief of the Joint Staff and the Minister for Security. General Chiarini will today, actually this morning, be visiting the Presidency. All these meetings have demonstrated the goodwill and cooperation that continues to exist between the government and EUFOR. General Chiarini has emphasised that EUFOR's current capability will continue through 2006, a year that we obviously all know will be critical to the continued development of the country. General Chiarini also stressed EUFOR's important role of supporting local authorities, particularly in their fight against organised crime. EUFOR will also continue to work closely with the EUPM with this task. General Chiarini has also carried out his first official visit outside of Sarajevo to Srebrenica, where he paid his respects. This visit was in recognition of the significance of past events, not just for Bosnia and Herzegovina, but also for humanity. Jen Thomas, the spokesman, is away for the following week, so I'll also be doing the press conference next week. If anybody has any questions, obviously I'm able to take them. Thank you.
Do we have some questions? Thank you.